Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, continued, Disc 5. Daring Greatly, setting boundaries, finding true comfort, and cultivating spirit. When I interviewed the research participants whom I'd describe as living a wholehearted life about numbing, they consistently talked about three things. One, learning how to actually feel their feelings. Two, staying mindful about numbing behaviors. They struggled too. Three, learning how to lean into the discomfort of hard emotions. This all made perfect sense to me, but I wanted to know exactly how you lean into anxiety and disconnection. So I started interviewing people about this question specifically. As I expected, there was more to it. These folks had elevated enough to whole new levels. Yes, they practiced mindfulness and leaning, but they also set serious boundaries in their lives. As I asked more pointed questions about the choices and behaviors wholehearted men and women made to reduce anxiety, they explained that reducing anxiety meant paying attention to how much they could do and how much was too much, and learning how to say enough. They got very clear on what was important to them and when they could let something go. In Sir Ken Robinson's wonderful 2010 TED Talk on the Learning Revolution, he starts to explain to the audience that he divides the world into two groups. Then he stops himself and with great humor says, "Jeremy Bentham, the great utilitarian philosopher, once spiked this argument. He said, there are two types of people in the world, those who divide people into two types, and those who do not." Robinson paused and smiled. "Well, I do." I loved that because as a researcher, I do too. But before I talk about the two groups I identified, I want to say that this division is not exactly as neat and tidy as two discrete groups, and at the same time, it almost is. Let's take a look. When it comes to anxiety, we all struggle. Yes, there are different types of anxiety and certainly different intensities. Some anxiety is hardwired and best addressed with a combination of medication and therapy. And some of it is environmental. We're overextended and overstressed.